speak up.
May a whisper of mouth or big bracha. Tonight's year is sponsored by Dov Wiener and family in memory of his grandparents. I didn't get the final email of the names, but all of his grandparents should have a good memory. And T.A. Nishbosam, the Tzura Chaim. Future sponsorships are available. Please contact Kenny Yeager. Tonight's year is what I hope to be a very interesting one. It is a kind of a two-parter. The first part that we're going to speak the most about is something that I believe can be more halacha l'maisa. And not only is it halacha l'maisa, I think it's called maisa shebechol yo. And that is how exactly we say a bracha. Many of us probably do not say our brachas. I don't want to be choshesh, but probably do not say our brachas out loud. Many of us whisper it. And if you think that you don't whisper it, it's difficult for me to prove it to you. Many people mouth the bracha, which means you don't even whisper it, would mean that there's actually something that you could hear. Mouthing it is different. And this, of course, comes up in unique situations, certainly in the business world, when a person is taken out to lunch, and he finally, after everything, insists on going to a kosher restaurant, and if he's smart, as people know from preparing this year, I don't work a lot, but in the business meetings that I go to, I thought the easiest thing to do, on one hand, is always to go ahead and wash, and you just say, if you say I'm going to wash my hands, that's totally fine. And usually they have something there, so that's also okay. Probably going to be benching. That's a very unique situation. It's not pasha. Benching is much harder. So then you're going to say, okay, I'm not going to wash, and then how do you make brachas? So what many people do is that, you know, something like that or something. That's going to be the shiloh tonight, whether you can do that. Certainly, the third level, which is going to be next week's shir in its totality, where we're going to discuss, there's some very beautiful tshuvas on this, is about hamaharer, the general idea of thinking. Does that help at all? This certainly comes up a lot sometimes, you know, if you find yourself eating something and it's in your mouth now, right? You have a piece of chalk and you put it in your mouth and you forgot to make a bracha, and it's at the state that you don't want to take it out, so now what do you do? Is the mahari going to help? Many, many different halacha l'maisa. I start off with the story that shook me, but I hope that by the end of the shir tonight, in about 45 minutes, hopefully, I'll have an answer. And I found this answer tonight, and hopefully it comforts me. Rabbi Reisman, when he was here a few months ago, and he gave his Kinas Tshuva Drasha in Keter Torah, he said something very interesting. He said that he's a Baal Tokeya, which I happen to be as well. And if you know, when you're a Baal Tokeya, or you read the Megillah, probably the same thing. So when it comes to the bracha, there's a lot of fanfare, right? When it comes to the bracha, you don't stop, just say the bracha. So he said that when he said the bracha, what does he say? Baruch atah, okay, right? Whatever, or whatever way you say it. The stoma, though, the kavana is there. Everybody knows that this is the time you have the kavana. So he thought to himself, when it comes to shofar, the bracha for sure is midirabana. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, why is he not doing the same thing? He sits down for Birchas HaMazon and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Hazon, whatever. So he decided that he's going to start to do that. So Aser Simi Tshuva, right, this is only like the third day into Aser Simi Tshuva when he gave the drasha, he said he's going to go ahead and that's what he's going to do. He's Mahar B'Tshuva. So he said he started off, Rosh Hashanah was pretty easy, and you know, just to have more kavanah to listen to what he's saying. So he said that by no delacha, he had no idea, forget about Mahaher, he had no idea where he was. See, this is not so partial, this idea. So he's asked, he gave Musar of why dafka we do this when it comes to the big mitzvahs. Everybody says the baruch out loud. So I think when we malam
is
chus.
Is this what you're being yelled for?
On that idea, yeah. So maybe that could be one of the reasons. It's not as partial as it, we don't have to feel as bad. What we do have to feel bad about is Maisha Shebechol Yom, of how we make brachas. And we're going to see, when it comes to Shas, So when someone wants to give a good shir, they say this shir is going to be a really good shir because this is mamish a shas sugya. A shas sugya means is that this is an idea that is not just related to us, it relates to so many different places in Shas. So I don't know what the appropriate term is for a Shulchan Aruch sugya, but this is a sugya that is going to come up, we're going to see, at least, if not more, in three places, actually four places, where we have this idea. The first place, of course, we have to look at our Siman Reish Vav, in the first source. Talking about brachas, zot shulchan aruch, kol ha-brachas, elu brachas tzarech shelo yafsik, bein bracha le'achila. Right? This is an idea, maybe we'll give a separate shiur about this. A person is not allowed to make a break between when he says the bracha and the achila itself. Hagah, yosim echadei diba. Right? Shom alecha Rabbi Mori, that is going to be the litmus test for what is considered a hafsik. A person can't make a hafsik. Our halacha, important for us, tzarech lishma le'osno. He has to hear the bracha with his ears. V'im lo hishmiya la'ozno yatsa bilvach yatsa bisvosav. Zok v'shulchan aruch, a person in order to be yotzi a bracha has to, should do it loud enough so that he could hear it. However, if he didn't hear it, as long as it came out of his mouth, i.e. a whisper, that is going to go ahead and be okay. The implication here is that Hamahahir would not be good. Then he goes to different halachas, which of course is very important for us to know. If we don't get to it, so I'll just do it quickly now. But Emer b'chol lashon, a bracha is allowed to be said b'chol lashon. This is obviously, again, all lechachila. B'di'evet. Lechachila, as we just said, lechachila, a person should say the brachas in Hebrew. He should say the bracha, obviously he can't make a hafsek. He should say lishma lo'ozno. He's not allowed to say a bracha arum. He can't say it naked. Right, different ideas of how the erva has to be covered. Fine. So this is the idea when it comes to brachas. It appears to be from the Shulchan Aruch that a person lahalacha has to hear the bracha that he is making. One. Two, however, if as long as his mouth was moving, what's the defining that means, he's going to be yotzei the bracha. What about by Hirchos Birchos Hamazon? Zokti Shulchan Aruch in source number two. Shulchan Aruch or Achayim Simon Kuf Tehe, Siv Beis. Sorech Sheyishma Le'ozno, Ma Shemotzi Besvosov. Ve'im Lo Heshmiya Le'ozno, Yatsa. Ubilvad Sheyase Besvosov. Mamash, the same halacha, right? Seems to be no different than that. Zokti Shulchan Aruch, source number three. Besvosov. Aval im hirher belibo lo yatsa. He says, obviously the implication here is if a person is mahaher belibo, if he says birchas hamazon, he finds himself at that important business meeting, and he's having lunch with Michael Bloomberg, right? So he, I'm just bringing that as an example. I once ate lunch with him, and it's an interesting story. And he's in bed. Whatever it is, that's not going to help you. He can't be mahaher, right? He's going to think about it. So tell the story. I was an intern at Bloomberg LLC, and the zchus I had, it's called a zchus, not really zchus, the zchus I had was I was the assistant for the director of marketing. If you know anything about the company Bloomberg, so Michael Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, just believes in the Japanese style of business, which means nobody has an office. Everybody's just as important. Except he doesn't have an office, but he has a conference room in the back. So I happened to sit the entire summer. The reason why I was hired is because she's in Martha's Vineyard the whole summer. So I sat at her desk. I literally sat the entire summer in front of Michael Bloomberg with a yarmulke, which was, we had some interesting discussions, and it took me about a month, but then I started talking to him, Shibachol Yom. So I went with him to a few events. And by the way, at that time already, he had been talking, this was years ago, he was already talking about being mayor. So I went to an event once, and a lot of times what would happen was, he's like, oh, I'm going to speak at so-and-so, come with me in the car. So I'm what am I saying? So I would go with him. So one time we found ourselves in the Waldorf. So we found ourselves in the Waldorf Astoria, and we're sitting down. So what I learned, I never take my yarmulke off. Sitting with the yarmulke, Mama Sharon Tarpus Midaraisa, and in the Waldorf, and it was a chash of a table. It was Michael Bloomberg, the CEO, I remember, of American Express, all these different people. Guy runs up to me, Major D. I guess he thought I was voting for it. And he goes, I am so sorry. He says, if you would have told me, we have the Luigi Siegel's meals, but, you know, these meals are hard as a rock. It takes 2 years to warm up. Can I, he said to me, what's your level of orthodoxy? I said, what do you mean? What can you get me? So he said, according to some people, he goes, we're the Waldorf Astoria. So we can't serve you a salad or fruit, anything but on our plate. And so it's okay. So, fine. I worked my way around it. I mean, I shouldn't kind of tape what I did, but I got a fruit platter. So I got the fruit platter, and Mamish's whole table of executives, big CEOs of companies, everybody had the same comment to me. They said, you are so lucky. Your meal is so much better than the stuff, than you use the Russian stuff, the stuff that we're eating. So it was very interesting. And another occasion, so I was, he finally, after many times of not being such a lover of frumkeit, he married someone that was frum, actually, at that time. So he let me eat at a kosher restaurant. So we ate at a kosher restaurant, and I was a young kid then, so I said, I'm going to get it. Michael Bloomberg's paying for it. So I said, of course I'm going to wash. I'm going to get, you know. So I washed, and I had that unique situation. What do I do about benching? I wasn't as, you know, nowadays, I just, whenever I go out with a provider, I said that we, you know, I explain to it, we pray, so on and so forth. So that is the unique idea of what a person does. It's posher. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, Abalim Harib, believe lo yata, be machmas choli. Oh, this is an important line. This is what we're going to discuss partly next week. What happens, Rahman al-Islam, a person's a chole, he's either a chole to the point where, let's just say, his jaw is wired shut, or he's mamish in such a state where he can't even mouth anything, or anus, he's an anus. For example, he's in the time of before Ezra, he's a balkari, and he's not allowed to make brachas. So what does he do? He's birach brachas mazon, believe al yasa. The Magen Avraham, we'll see in a second, says that he's yotze. However, see what I say later on in Simlan Sabach Beis. Udvarena ha beyotza lo lagamre kamar kamashlam hiral lav kedibur dami. We're going to pass this. We'll see in the Gemara. We're going a little bit backwards because it's a halacha shir, so we're going to go backwards. But we see the Gemara says, what do we hold hamahar lav kedibur dami? Right. This is going to be next week's shir about the famous idea. When I listen to Torah tapes, when I listen all day to CDs and this and that, on my yotze maharer, right? That's maharer. Unless you're going to mouth the words with Rabbi Reisman, and obviously many of you listen at work to Rabbi Hartzin Shurim. So you're going to go ahead and mouth the stuff with him? Stoma, most people don't do that. If you have a problem with birchas hamazon, you have even more a problem sitting in your office listening to earphones and mouthing what the person's saying. So we hold that it's not just. We'll see why in fact don't be so nervous. You can listen to tapes and CDs and your yotze kol ha'deyos of Talmud Torah midaraita. My shiur maybe not yotze.
I mean, the concept of benching after you eat? Don't you have about
72 minutes? Yeah.
So I know you're supposed to bench where you eat, but what about, you know, you go to some restaurant?
Yeah.
You go to Prime Grill.
Yeah.
And you walk to 3rd Avenue to your office.
Right.
And you bench there.
Right, so that's definitely not the best idea.
Right.
You have in mind to finish your meal without talking to the office.
There's certainly ways of getting out of it. Obviously, you have to ask a competent rav what the answer is, and I use the word competent. No, I don't want to waver, but I do know somebody, and he hasn't gotten in trouble yet doing this, who goes out quite often, and he's makfid not to bench bedafka, but whenever he goes and, again, I'm not saying this, I don't know who passing this, but I'm just telling you what he does. I don't know if this is the appropriate halacha. So when he goes up and he washes, and every restaurant he goes to, they have this stale of rye bread over there, and he makes the bracha, and he takes one of the little pieces and he puts it in his pocket, and when he gets back to the office, have you said that? Would you tell me that? Right. So that's something. Or, like you said, so maybe that's going to be good. Again, what's going to be the sticky point here is, what are we going to say? Would you rather me bench without total kavana, covering my face? You know, we know you're not really benching so well. Or just go in the office and Baruch Hashem, be able to say it in the appropriate way. So that's going to be the question there. Maybe we'll get to that. It's a very good question of how we're going to do it. Clearly, though, Hamahara Belibo is not the best thing, unless you're in a case of anus. You can't say you're in a case of anus because you're with partners who are going to think you're crazy. No, that's not true. So you have to speak to a gentleman by the name of boraps for that. He says, look, what we're going to say, we're going to see that. Be'arno d'habe yotza. Lo legamre. He's not yotza legamre. What does the yotza say? B'shach she'inu yokel uvorech yahara b'libo. V'akadosh baruch hu yikabel lo schar. Over there. Aval etzer, right? So this is a very important line of the Shulchan Aruch, which many people jump on, including Rav Moshe Feinstein. And that is that what exactly, I mean, we're jumping the gun a little bit, but just let's discuss this with Maharir for a second. There are cases where Maharir is going to be Yotzei. The Shulchan Aruch passes this way. They give the case, the Gemara gives the case of a Baal Keri, right? Or somebody who's on us in any particular way, shape, or form. And he can't, there's no way he can make a bracha, right? Let's give a more practical case. The practical case is that he finds himself eating for some odd reason in a location that has a very foul smell. Right? And therefore it's usher to make the bracha. What does he do? He's a mahar. He's supposed to be mahar the bracha. What does a person do if he, for some reason as well, is in front of a woman, even, whose hair is not covered? So this is the famous idea I've shared before. The Oruch HaShulchan did not have a lot of luck in this area. He is one of the heterim that they give. Wait one second.
You're talking about a married woman who... You know,
wait, yeah, yeah.
Knows she's Jewish.
We'll go the whole length. Okay. Yeah, we'll go the length. The Oruch HaShulchan writes that a person who makes brachas, birchas hamazon, in front of women who aren't covered, so he says that the person just has to look away, it's not a problem, because nowadays women don't cover their hair. That line was taken to say, according to the Oruch HaShulchan, a woman doesn't have to cover her hair. Huh? So that was one of the sources which is misquoted, certainly, and it shouldn't be attributed to the Oruch HaShulchan. However, the halacha is, and this is Rabbi Neuberger said, and it was in a shiur, my wife once came, this is great when your wives go to shiurim, because they come home and start questioning what are we doing, who are we? So Rabbi Neuberger said, I called him just to ask to make sure, obviously my wife is telling the truth, but just to make sure, and it's true, the Rabbi Neuberger holds that when you bench any night, whether your wife's a nida or not a nida, you cannot bench in front of your own wife if you're going to look at her, if her hair is uncovered. This is the halacha. So too by brachas. This is the idea by brachas. What can you do? You could just look away.
Isn't
so,
that
like
that
Kriya
Shema?
Yeah, 100%. So the truth is, at the end of the day, we're going to make some distinctions between brachas, birchas hamazon, and Kriya Shema, but they're basically the same. So what if you find yourself in that? I'm not getting into a whole shiur on what are the heterim nowadays. Okay, nope. So, but the idea is there. So a person finds himself in this situation, he can't look away, whatever it is, so what does he do? The Shulchan Aruch tells us a Bahayar. He should think the bracha to the point that what happens if you right? Let's say he makes the bracha and all of a sudden the smell goes away. Should he make another bracha? No, Hamahar is Yotzei. So the Mishnah Berurah has a Chiddush Gomor, where the Mishnah Berurah here in source number 3 says, the third to last line, Hamahar b'liyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu yutkav lo schar. He gets schar. So many jump on this. What do you mean he gets schar? Schar means he did the mitzvah. Rav Moshe said, he doesn't understand this, this is difficult, because this is the famous manure chelek, which is pretty old now, chelek vav. So there he says that his son, Rav Reuven, also said to him that he doesn't understand the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. What schar does he get? Many quote, Chashokan has this all as well, there's no schar over here. He doesn't get schar. Why is the Gemara says this? Why is Mahar here? It goes with Baal Keri, because the Baal Keri, we don't want the Baal Keri to be sitting in shul. He's going to look like, right, he has to be Mahari, so he'd be part of the Sibur. Just like when we walk into shul and they're on Shema, I don't know why that would happen, and you're late to shul and they say Shema, you have to cover your eyes. Why? You have to be with the Sibur. He says, but the Schar, he's not going to be Yotze. So that's for next week to understand what the Schar is. Are you actually Yotze? Okay. So, we'll leave that for next week. But he says, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, so it's mistopic. He starts off by saying, Avel, imahar belibo, lo yatsa. What does this mean, lo yatsa? So look at the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Paskin. Number 4, Aval imahar belibo, lo yatsa. Venerally, dim machmas choli, o onus, acher, kar belibo yatsa, right? Kmo balkari. So if you're an onus, though, but if b'di evet even a person's mahar belibo mishnah berurah magen avraham is mistopic whether that's going to go ahead and be good. However, the Rambam, famous Rambam here in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin in source number 5, kol brachos kulon tzarich shishma laozno, all brachos mashu omer v'im lo hishmiel laozno yatsa. Bein shehotzi b'svatzo, bein shivarach b'libo. So what I must comment here is that it is interesting that the Shulchan Aruch, who, as we know, generally goes like the Rambam, does not quote the last two words. Right? Bein shivarach b'libo. Right? Is yotzei. A person is yotzei, according to the Shita of the Rambam. Magen Avraham, not so sure. This is, in fact, the way the Birkei Yosef holds. The Birkei Yosef says, the chidas v'im lo hishmiya lo ozna v'kasav harav seva charedim, the seva charedim Rav Elazar Askari.
The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Rambam?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Wasn't the one referring to the Birkei Yosef the one referring to Dafa?
Yeah, but where does he say the Yotze?
No, look, the source 2 said Bufachi Yotze was Fasa, but it didn't say
Belibo. Yeah.
But one's talking about Brachas, one's talking about Brachas from Ozo.
But so if Shishma Loz, if he mishmiel Ozno, Yotze, Bilbash, Yisa, Besvatsov. Where does he say?
You said that's by Brachas from Ozo, no?
No, one is by all Brachas.
By number one.
Two is by Brachas from Ozo. So the Ram. So the Birkei Yosef calls the Seva Charedim. Rabbi Lazar Askari, very important sefer from the time of the 1500s, time of the Beis Yosef, the Arizal, in Tzvat. So he says, he paskins, he has really a sefer mitzvah. So in his sefer mitzvah, when he's talking about those mitzvahs that are totally ba'odzen, so he says, the rov ha'poskin is chimu. The im lo yishmiel ozno liyotza. Right? This is like going to be jumped on. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha in a moment. In fact, this is true. The Birkei Yosef, quoting the Sefer Charedim, this is the way the Shari Tshuva hold, and others, that a person who is Mahaher, the Bracha, according to Rov Poskim, right, I always love that line, according to Rov Poskim, meaning, what does Rov Poskim mean? You know, like, the Sefer Charedim in that time, he looked at the Beis Yosef and he asked the Arizal, I don't know. So a person is not Yosef. This, of course, is different than what we just read in the Rambam. So we're going to have to answer this. So far, what we have is, I think, pretty clear. Shulchan Aruch, Birchas Hamazon, and Brachas, you have to hear the Bracha with your ears. However, if you whisper it, if you mouth it, that's going to be okay. However, what about the Svatah? So, according to the Mishnah Berurah's first reading, you might not be Yotzei. According to the second reading, the Magen Avraham, you are not Yotzei. The Rambam says you are Yotzei. The Birkei Yosef, based on the Sefer Charedim, says lo Yotzei. Right? Lo Yotzei.
Is there a reason why you have to say it out loud? I mean, we've talked about this before. Why learned the past year that the reason for bracha,
yeah,
is between you and Hashem. I mean, you know, how could you eat something from Hashem,
right,
without saying bracha?
Right. So the raya to this is actually going to be kind of our next source. We'll see the Gemara. Is what does it say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shemecha. Shema Loshem Shmiya is that I have to hear my own Shema Yisrael. I have to make a declaration. So the question is, does that apply by brachas? There's a pasuk in Tehillim they quote that also. I forgot what it was, but that idea of when I praise Hashem, right, we do it out loud. So it's supposed to be done out loud. We said that before, and I think this is also maybe the chiddush of Rabbi Reisen might have missed, is that when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvos, possibly, as opposed to Birchas HaNanim, we are supposed to be Mahaher ourselves. There's more of the aspect of Musar in it. There's more an aspect of Hashkafa when we make a bracha of Lulav. Right? This is what I think we spoke about this. When it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah, a lulav, a shofar, other mitzvahs like that, the bracha serves as a hakdama to the mitzvah. It allows us to put us in the right state of mind. Therefore, there is a reason to say it out loud. And there's a reason to say Baruch, as opposed to Birchas Hanenim, the reason there is more along the lines of praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, of understanding that we have to be a makir tov. That might be different than when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs. Fine. The next thing is going to be by Kriya Shema. It's going to be similar here. Source number 7, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Lahalocha, Shulchan Aruch in Simon Samach Beis, Sif Gimel, Sarach Lahashmiya Laozno, Ma Shemoseh Vitiv, Vim Lo Hashmiya Laozno, Yatza, Bilvaz, She Yotza Bisvasa. So obviously the Shulchan Aruch like that line, and he put it in three places exactly the same, doesn't discuss what we had been talking about. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah first says, based on the Bach, in source number 8, Tzorech, that he has to hear the Hashmiya, the Shmiyah is midirabbanan. According to the Raivin, Hoviyah v'chadushi arash v'havi midaraisa l'chachila. L'chachila, a person is Yotzei, only if he's l'shmiyah l'ozno. It doesn't make sense. According to the Bach, so what would it be, midirabbanan? And if you say it and without l'ozno, what is he Yotzei exactly? Not midirabbanan, it's going to be on a lower level, I'm not 100% sure. Hey, l'shmiyah l'ozno b'kriyashma. Right? And the Huadin, Birchasaf. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Chavetz Chaim says, we don't make a difference between Kriya Shema and Birchas HaMazon, we're all going to be the same. One might argue, Kriya Shema and Birchas HaMazon is the right, so maybe it's going to be a different thing. He says, no. Yes, here's the, Vav, important part, Bilvad. Avalim Heir Bilibo, Lo Yasa. A person is a Mahar Bilibo, it's not Yotzei. Kaimon here, Lav Kedibor, right? This is the way he holds, this is what he said in the Mishnah Berurah. He's not Yotzei. Like the Birkei Yotzei, like the Mogen Avraham. Weiter, Zayin, Yotzei, Ha Yotzei, Lo Legamri, Ka'amar Kemashlam, Here Lav, Kedibor. Right? It's not Kedibor. Ella, Rotzalon, Del Koponin, Bishah, She'enu Yachol Ladar, But Yahar B'Kriya Shema Belibo, That Kol Shmok Yekabel Oskar, right? That same line. What's the Kabel Oskar? Rav Moshe had a problem with that. Others have a problem with this line. Over there, Aval Be'etzem, Enu Yotzei B'zeh, Al Kain, right? So he's not going to be Yotzei on this. Why? Kishtalik the onus him adayim lo over zman kriya shema mechuyev lichzor lekroy. So zok the Mishnah Berurah in a foreign halacha, a person who is so not Yotzei. This is where the nafkamina is going to come into play. It's a great nafkamina. What happens if you're a mahaher? Your mahar is in this case a different idea, right? Your lave is energized by the shiur, and you realize you're not really sure if you made any brachas tonight on all the delicious food that you ate. So now what do? We have an idea, selfie brachas l'hakel. I have a great idea for you. We'll discuss this idea next week. Be maharir all the assuming you're going to continue to eat, be maharir all the brachas. That's going to be a nakamina l'halacha. If you hold like the Rambam, ha-maharir is Yotzei, then you've made a bracha, a possible bracha of Atola. A mahar is the same thing as making a bracha out loud. You're going to be in Gahakasaurus. If you hold, like, let's call it the Mishnah Berurah, real Sefer Charedim, you're not Yotzei, so there you're okay, because then, you know, you're making that negative kavan again. You're saying, the mahar belibo, it's going to be okay, don't worry about it. And wait, he's going to go further here.
What are you gaining?
Right, what are you gaining? Because if in fact we hold like the Rambam, then you're saying it's a bracha of Atola anyway. So we're going to see next week. I don't want to give it away, but we're going to see next week that many people advise to do this. Others say that this is not the appropriate thing because the Rambam is very strong here that you are Yotzei. But he says that you're Machayev. So a Mahar Kriya Shema, right? A person was Mahar Kriya Shema, and then let's say he went to the mikvah. The Baal Keri went to the mikvah. Now he's okay to make Kriya Shema. You should repeat Kriya Shema. This is going to be the same idea. According to the Mishnah Berurah, I would assume this is the way he holds, that if a person finds himself in a situation where he can't make the bracha, and there's a bad smell, and now he's Mahar the bracha, and he's still eating now, and the smell goes away, so then maybe you should make the bracha. Interesting. Ach l'chachila. Listen to this. Great. L'chachila, cause of a taz. The taz holds. Mizeh yesh lilmod. B'nisha matza b'layla b'mitaso. She after lo lito yodok u'levarach yahar abracha b'libo b'yishta. I don't know. It's ma'isah shebchol yom, right? There are people, crazy people in the world, who try to convince their wives to put a refrigerator next to their bed. Mom's crazy. Ma'isah. I heard this ma'isah. So, and then their wife argued with them, and they decided to buy a refrigerator anyway. It's a story someone told me. And this gentleman bought the refrigerator so he could have a nice bottle of water, who could always get it nice and cold, and of course, cans of soda. Just like we have to go downstairs to get a soda. What kind of society we live in? So this gentleman did it, and turned out the motor was quite loud. And so his wife made him return it. And it turned out that when he went back to the store, it was the same cashier, and the cashier told him, this is the mice that I heard, the cashier told him, I told you you would have to bring it back. So let's say he doesn't have that. He has got a bottle of water next to his bed, right? Anybody have this crazy thing? Right? Sometimes he needs a sip of water. So now he wakes up, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, right? Well, I'll give you a better case, right? This is I get crazy like this. It's before fast. So you need the water next to the bed. So you know you're going to wake up. And those are the nights I never wake up. I have a great sleep. I wake up, you know, fast starts at 5:02. I wake up at 5:03. So, right? So he wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So now, what does he do? What's the halacha? Push it halacha. You have to get up and wash nechalasar. You can't make a bracha without it. Okay, there's different shitas. This is really a rizal. He has a ruach ra. You can't make a bracha without ruach ra. So I'm not sure if you can apply this to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where Nebuch, they used to not have water. They would wait till the water carrier brought the water in the morning. So he doesn't have water next to him. I don't know if it means that he's so tired he can't get up and wash nechalasar. But let's say that's the case. What does he hold? What should your person do? Nu, what does he say? Yahar, the Taz says Yahar, Belibo, Beishta. That's going to be okay. However, he says, V'sefer Mateh, Yehuda, Cholik Allah. Because of the Havei, no, the Havei, Evsholo, La'amor, Vitol Yoda, V'ein Dome, L'chol Onis, Ha Chutzma. Nowadays, what are you? You're a Chola. You can't get out of your bed. Chutzmanyak. Get up and do Nekal Matzer. Needle, the Evshar, Mishamish. Okay, so this is going to be the idea of how we're going to hold it. It's an interesting idea. If it ever happens to anybody, which of the Yesh Omrims of the Mishnah Berurah do we postulate? Not for the Shia now. But let's look at the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha has a problem with the idea of the Bir Kiyosef. It's not the Bir Halacha. I feel the Bekriya Shema. Shar Mitzvahs, right? All the Shar Mitzvahs. The Temer Rabba, Al Shari Chuba, Bir Kiyosef. Sheetiko b'shem asev acharedim derob haposkim sovrim deimlo eshmiya laozno lo yotza dehu neged hagamar mufuresh, as we'll see in a moment mufuresh kinirim anal v'ulai kavonasa de lo yotza hamitzah min hamumchar min ha-toyra v'hag v'arif v'shiltis. Maybe that's what he's talking about, that you have to be lushma laozno. Wow, this is unbelievable. According to the Bir Halacha, so clearly now the Mishnah Berurah paskins the other way. Im Har Belibo, he is Yotze. Right? He holds to, not like this Magen Avraham that we read, but that the idea is that no, you're not supposed to do this. So what does he say that Birka Yotze says, Rova Poskim holds, everybody holds, Rova Poskim means the majority, Dim Lo Yishmiel Ozo Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze the Bracha. What do you mean he's not Yotze the Bracha? We're going to see him first Gemara that says you are Yotze the Bracha. What does it mean? He's not Yotze the Min HaMumuchar. Is this what the Birka Yosef is talking about? I'm the Chvoid HaChavetz Chaim. It can't be that way. Because, number one, he would have written. And number two, obviously he's not going to be Yosef and Mitzvah Menemuchar. That's the whole idea. That's the whole Shulchan Aruch here. Soch Yishma Lozno. That's the way the Baruch has to be said. If he didn't, okay. So, Nebuch. If a person's going to be say it, he's going to whisper it. That's also okay. If he's just going to mouth it, that's also okay. If he's going to think it, we're not so sure if that's okay. According to the Birkei Yosef, Lo Yotza, what does it mean, Lo Yotza? Not a Minchum and Ruchar. That's not what it is. We know he's not Yotza Minchum and Ruchar. So that's going to be a Tzarek Iyun on and he writes a Tzarek Iyun. The Tzarek Iyun on the... Oh, so you think maybe you can make a Chiluk? Between Birkei Samadha. Okay. Some of the more modern-day poskim want to make a distinction between the daraisas of Kriya Shema and Birkei Samadhan and Stam Brachas. Many don't, though. So that's the interesting idea. This is Gepaskin, as our backward shear always is, based on many Gemaras. Source number 10, the first one, according to Shema, Avalo Yishmiel Lozno Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yotza. This is source number 10, the next side. Karavalo Dikta Gvelsa, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotza, Rabbi Yossi, right? So what's the idea? If a person is Karz Shema below Shmia, he didn't hear what he was saying. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yossi says Lo Yatsa Kara. Right. So this is a machlokes. The Gemara discusses. This is the Gemara in Brachas. Daf Tezvav and Aleph. My time is the Rabbi Yossi. Mishum Dechsev Shema. Hear, O Israel. You have to listen. Hashmia Lo Znecha. Masha Ata Motzi Bepiv. That's the whole idea. That's why we're saying Shema. It's not only a declaration to other people. It's a declaration to ourselves. All right. And then it goes through. Do you have to hear it? This is the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi, what exactly you have to hear, or Kriya Shema Deraita, it's going to be different maybe by Shabrosus, Mishim Brachahu, when it comes to Truma, maybe not, that's going to be Birchas Derabanan, that's what the Gemara says, as Yanki just said, and it goes back and forth, a beautiful Gemara, to understand what exactly you're Yossi, not Yotze. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Lechachilon Nami Yotze, Rabbi Yossi is the Eved Lo Yotze, right, it goes back and forth, what is Yotze, and that's how we get this Labor Dick Machlokes of are you Yotzi or not. This is not talking about Mahar though. This is just talking about Stam. So the Shulchan Aruch says, listen, many others of the Tanaim held this way. We're going to hold that it's okay, Yar Yossi. I'm not going to go so machmir as the Gemara is, according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and say machmir. Source number 11, the Gemara, a little bit later on, the next daf, on Tesvav and Beis, the next side, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Machlokes the Kriya Shema, Abba Bashar Mitzvot, Divrei Hakol Lo Yassa. Wow. Dichtziv, Shema Yisrael, Skamas Hashem, Mitzvot, Lo Yivarech Adam Birchas Hamazim Beliba. Come on. The Indireich Yotza Ela Yitmar Hachi Yitmar Rabbi Yosef Mecha. So Rabbi Yosef says Machlokes the Kriya Shema, so Shema Yisrael Bishar Mitzvot Divrei Hakol Yotza. Right, again, so you see the labor to Machlokes here. Shema, is it a Kal V'Chomer? No, it's not a Kal V'Chomer. Shema applies to the Shema Yisrael, not to other brachas. Maybe it does apply to other brachas. That's where we have this idea. And then finally, in source number 12, the Gemara, much later on, in the next parak, in parak Revi of brachas, and Daf Chav says as follows, Bal Keri Mahara Belibo, Ve'enu Mavarach, L'lefaneh V'lo L'acharea, V'al HaMozom Mavarach L'acharea, Ve'enu Mavarach L'fanea, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mavarach L'fanea V'acharea. Again, Machloikas. So Amar Ravina, Zoytameras. Here, Kedibur Dami, the famous Ravina, says, Hamahar, it's like he said it, right? These also die to Chlak Kedibur Dami. So if you're going to say, it's not like Kedibur Dami, right? So what is the Mahar? What's the point? Yosef is false. Mahar means a person has to come out. If you're going to hold even like Ravina, that it's not Kedibur Dami, so what would be good? What is Kedibur? He says, no. He means if you just mouth the words. The Amr of Chisa Har Lab Kedibur Dami. Right. This is again the Machlokes when it comes to Har. This is what we're going to have a discussion about next week, as far as what exactly is going to be a Mahar Kedibur Dami. Fine. So until we get to I hope to be some halacha lemaaseh, we'll say as follows. According to the Rambam, it's pretty poshut that Mahar is Yotze, and in fact, this is the way the Eishel of Rambam, the Prima Gadim, this is the way he holds. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva on this, where he passes this way in the name of the Gil Beradim, and the Ben Yishchai passes this way, the Kavachayim, Menchus Yitzchak, the Dain White, has a tshuva like this as well, where he says, HaMahar Belibo is in fact Yotzi. Again, this is all of the Eved, Medivi Eved, because of course we saw the Sefer Charedim that says, unless you want to learn it out in the Bir Halacha, that a person is not Yotzi, and that's the way Rav posts it, so we have to be very careful. Listen to this though, listen to this Shaila. Zuck, source number 13, Alicha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman Arvach, says as follows, Hanimsa b'makom sheish rash gadol, right? This is my idea. Person now davening in a real yeshiva. He's davening in a yeshiva. I remember my first yeshiva experience when I was a kid. So I went to, Freifeld's yeshiva, it's called? Shayoshev, thank you. Went to Shayoshev. My Rebbe was a Talmud over there. And so we went there. I think it was the morning, it was Purim morning. So we went there the first time. I was in awe. I never saw anything like it. Mamish, people screaming at the top of their lungs. It was beautiful, at least at that time. I thought it was a beautiful davening. And so now what happens if you have a case like that? A person finds himself on a plane. I don't know. Maybe it's unique to me. A person finds himself on a plane. People aren't screaming. It's very hard to hear yourself. So that's going to be the question. Or a person, whatever. No, I don't know what that is. A person finds himself in City Field, thank you. And, right, you know, whatever it is, whatever. So had it as a, by the way, Uri, that is halacha lemaaseh, because I question this as well. Somebody was ma'orer me about this when I was davening in Yankee Stadium, and we were davening together, and he said that he's only davening here, but he thinks this is wrong. He thinks that it's better daven b'yechidus at home. Meaning, if you live in Queens or you live in Brooklyn, you really shouldn't daven in the minyan. Because you can hop a minyan at any time. So that you shouldn't. So I think everybody's looking at you that. So he held it's very difficult to hear yourself. Is this the appropriate place to daven? So on and so forth. Okay, he had all these different things. The truth is, though, I think you can hear yourself. I don't think it's such a thing. If you're not going to daven in minyan, so I don't think it's such a terrible thing. And you know what? People should see it. My friend's story, it's a true story. People ever deny this, it's 100% true. They went to Dow, they formed a minyan once in Madison Square Garden. The Rangers were playing the playoffs, and they're davening over there. And they're all saying the Shmoneh Esrei, and when they finish Shmoneh Esrei, they see there's like five, six, seven, whatever, other goyim shuffling with them. So Mamish, no, they got very nervous. They thought they were going to kill them or whatever. They didn't know what was going on there. So they said, what are you doing? They said, we see that you formed a prayer group to pray. The Rangers are losing, so we want to pray with you. We don't know what you're saying, but no, very, very nice.
That's a rally cap.
Okay. So, you can be Maccabi people that way. You give Lubavitch the idea, go to games now. So he asked the Shiloh, Rosh Hashanah in source number 13, Hanimsa b'mokam sheyesh rash gadol. A person has a rash gadol, so yesh listapek im asorach lagbiya kolo ad kidei sheyishma habracha l'ozna. So this is going to be very tricky. Why? Unfortunately, we live in a world where there's some people that don't hear so well. So what are we going to say? Should I say my bracha loud enough so that the other person can't say his bracha because you're going to make him stumble? So he's not so sure. He says like this in the Devar Halacha in Ches. This is also Rishon Mazarman. The Lechola Nira Pashet. The Din Zeh Chetzorach Lechanchil LaHashmal Ozno Hu Inyon Shel Metzias. What does it mean by Metzias? LaOzno, his own ears. He has to hear, not that not the regular ear. No, it's Metzias. She Yishma LaOzno before below Rak Geder B'Dibor. It's not as well, was his throat moving or not, right? This is based on a Shmiel Oznecha, but it's on the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel. Masha Otem Mosi Vithi. The person has to hear what he's saying. Hashemel Ozno. V'im Yotza Shmiel Ozno before Elokim Din Zeh. Right? So this is an important halacha in the Maaseh. And if you think if it's a real mistafik, Rav Nevinsel says it's not at all. Look what he says in source number 14, Yitzchak Yikare. He says, Laozno, Dafka Laozno Shalom. Lachain. Kavod Hashmia. He's hard of hearing. Sarach Litzok. Kidei Sheyachal Lishmo Et Asma. Wow. It's a difficult halacha, because I'm not sure how we're going to paskin on this, because it could happen. It's all over by the Rav, right? The Rav, when the Rav used to, they davened in the Rav Shir. I wasn't. I'm not going to claim it was in the Rav Shir, but when they daven mincha, at least the story is, they said hech kedusha. So people tell over the story that when they were asked to be chazan, so they said, you know, they said kaddish, and then all of a sudden, right before they said Hashem tzavasai siftach, they hear the Rav saying Hashem tzavasai siftach v'yagid yelasecha, and the chazan now doesn't know what to do. And now the Rav looks at the chazan, he goes nu. And he goes, Baruch, and the Rav says, Baruch. The Rav said it very loud because he wanted to make sure that he heard. Could be because of this halacha, I'm not sure. However, the idea is that l'halacha l'maisa, a person should hear what he is saying. This is an important halacha. The source number 15 is this Melamed Tzchus that they started my story off just to culminate the whole thing, and that's the El Yerabba. The El Yerabba Paskins in Reish Vav, this is a totally different Siman Hilchos Tefillah, to quote the Matan Moshe, Mevi'a b'maisa, B'shem the Or Zaruah. Listen to this. Again, this is the El Yerabba talking. This isn't the Zohar talking. This is a Maisa. It's Or Zaruah. Okay. Shava Meis V'yom Sheinu L'Kvurasa. I assume in a dream. A mace came to him on the day he was going to go ahead and be buried. Uberosho Keser Shelotzovit. He finds himself with a crown with good smelling branches. So he says, Migan Eden, right? This came from Migan Eden. Kidei Lizbo Reach Ra Shel Olam Hazeh. Right? It's a tremendous thing. He's wearing a crown, let's say a besamim on it, and it came directly from Gan Eden, and to take away the Ruach Ra of this Olam, the Olam Hazeh. The Armulo, Zuktor Zeruah said to him, Halo Ata Adam Kal. You're pushing a person. What's going on here? Everybody gets this nice crown with besamim on it? Psh. He says, no. Amr lei rak v'schus shehayisi omer brachos bekol noim bebeit hakneset. The only reason why Havina legan eden umechvodim, the only reason I got covered is because they said, right, so this could apply two ways. Brachos bekol noim, right, I said it in a beautiful voice, right, a singing voice. Maybe this applies to more of the chazan. But ushmati b'reich shem Yehuda, okay, so he says that this is the schus. So here I kind of again, Rabbi Reisman wasn't saying it's halacha l'maaseh, but maybe that's why we say bracha solat. Yeah, when you're in shul, so you got to be careful. You, it's a tzibur. You have to have a nice kol. I assume this is halacha for always. Therefore, sof dvareinu is pashut l'kulei alma. Nobody disagrees. We should get into the habit of saying brachas, all brachas, kriyat shema, brachas amazon, and all brachas that we make in order that we can hear it. You don't have to scream it. But it has to be said nicely. There is a machlokes if that is not done. if he whispers it or he mouths it, whether that's good. There is a further machlokas, what maharif has a place in general in halacha, how are we going to view someone who just thinks his bracha, thinks his tefillah. This is what we'll discuss and see some beautiful tshuvas next week about this topic of where maharif stands. But Sotareinu, you want to take the El Yeraba, let's take that, the El Yeraba, the one source I quoted as the hashkafa part. You could be wearing, you know, you want to wear the crown of Gan Eden, you want to get the, this is a tremendous chus. To make the brachas, where you could, it's mahar liba, the lesson of the levush says, he gets it from the levush. The levush says, well, if a person says a bracha out loud, so it makes him, it stirs him up to concentrate on what he's doing. And therefore, that this should be certainly a goal of ours, is that a person should speak up. A person should hear what he's saying to have the schus of Emirat Hashem being able to get into not only the Gan Eden, but all the brachas we have that are done in the appropriate and proper way have a tremendous melus yosher to the Ribbono Shalom, and certainly show the Ribbono Shalom on the level, when it comes to Birchas Hananim, the importance of being a makir tov to the Ribbono Shalom and the hodah that we have for all the great things that the Ribbono Shalom has provided for us. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Omer, Rotsa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos, Es Yisrael Lepicha, Hibn Torah Mitzvah Shemar, Adonai Chofei, Tzaman Tziko, Yagdil, Torah V'Yadir. Amen.